That trip with three co-workers actually brought me to Vegas not to play, but for a planning retreat. Vegas was just a quick, cheap flight, and several of us had never been. Not even in my wildest dreams would I have imagined that within 5 years I'd actually move to Vegas to live, that I'd get used to the sound of slot machines, the entertainers pictured on posters at McCarran Airport would become my friends, and that I'd find there is so much more to Las Vegas than the Strip. I lived in Southern California when the phone call came from a church in the Vegas Valley searching for a pastor. That afternoon, I asked my wife, Lori, how would you feel about moving to Henderson? It's this great town in Nevada, sort of near Las Vegas. Well, how near Las Vegas? Well, okay, so it's near enough to see the Strip from your backyard, but please don't close your mind yet. And to my surprise, she agreed to consider it. After an extensive interview process, Lori and I, along with the people of Central Christian Church in Las Vegas, sensed it was the right move. Most of our friends were excited for us. Some of them were in shock. I mean, Judd, they'd say, you're a pastor and you want to move to Las Vegas? Are you nuts? Our church in California sent us off with applause and Viva Las Vegas blaring through the sound system. We loaded up our 2-year-old daughter and all of our possessions for the drive across the desert. My wife was almost 8 months pregnant with our second child. I still admire her courage to move to an unknown city where we didn't even have a doctor. Driving across the desert, a record heat wave with oppressive 120-degree temperatures greeted us. Let's just say that placing your wife in a situation where she is weeks from giving birth and it's 120 degrees is not the best way to win marital favor. As we drove the freeway, I was filled with excitement at the possibilities. I'd be serving at Central Christian, following an awesome leader and friend, Gene Apple, who had led the church for many years. My mind raced with questions. Am I crazy for relocating our family just before my wife gives birth? What are the people of the Vegas Valley really like? What is the city really about behind all the glitz? What is the perception of God and Christianity in Vegas? And man, will it always be this hot? I found a Starbucks in Prim, just across the Nevada state line. There's nothing like a grande dry cappuccino when it's hot enough to cook an egg on the sidewalk. With a mix of excitement and fear, we covered the last stretch of freeway, came through the pass, and suddenly there was the entire city. It amazes me that it's just there in the middle of nowhere. A desert island unto itself with its own unique culture and rules. It sits there like a massive frontier town that pops up out of nothingness, one of the last cities in America with some semblance of the Wild West. Seeing the town appear from nowhere caused me to veer slightly out of my lane. The emotion of the move hit me like a wall. I whispered a prayer. God, please protect my family. Last thing I ever thought I'd become was a pastor. And now, somehow, I was staring one of the world's toughest and strangest ministry opportunities in the face. Growing up, I wanted to be a rock star. A life with a lot less stress and a lot more fun than that of a pastor. But all those years of playing air guitar to the Rolling Stones in front of my bedroom mirror didn't pay off. After a stint playing in a rock band in Albuquerque, New Mexico, I traded in my band equipment for college and later graduate school, where I majored in philosophy and biblical studies. Along the way came a calling to serve as a pastor. I never would have scripted the path. I mean, come on, which would you choose, being a pastor or a rock star? But I absolutely loved being a pastor. I loved meeting people and hearing their stories, seeing them come to faith, watching the difference God made in their lives as they followed Him. I enjoyed playing a small part in helping people find healing and forgiveness. And now, I was headed to a place in dire need of both. What intrigued me most about Vegas was not the nonstop gaming and entertainment. It was the sense that our family belonged in America's most notorious city, and that God belonged there too. Though I am a conservative Christian, I will do anything that does not violate the Bible to help people experience God's grace. I knew there would be plenty of desperate, hurting people in the Vegas area, and desperate measures would be needed to show them there is hope for everyone, no matter how broken he or she might be. I had experienced that hope in my life, and I wanted to share it with others. The brilliant social critic Neil Postman argued that in every era, there is one city that captures the American spirit and becomes its symbolic center. In the Revolutionary era, that city was Boston, with its cry for freedom. In the mid-19th century, New York, a melting pot of diverse cultures, became the symbolic center. In the early 20th century, Chicago embodied the spirit of entrepreneurial adventure with its railroads, steel mills, and cattle. Today, Postman says, we must look to the city of Las Vegas, Nevada, as a metaphor for our national spirit and aspiration.